Hey there, welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. We are Jason and Tony. This morning we found that Tony and Channing Tatum finally have something in common.
Not really what you think, though.
Guys, this is great news.
In a way.
Tony finally has something in common with Magic Mike. Well, two things in common. You already had tearaway pants.
Okay.
This makes the second thing in common with Channing Tatum.
All right. I'm kind of liking Channing a little bit better now, but, I mean, we're not bros or nothing.
Right, but this is a nice step forward for you two.
It is cool that he's finally a believer.
Tony believes that his phone is listening to him. Also, he believes that the camera on his computer is looking at him, which is why he has it covered currently.
This very moment.
I know. Freak, right?
Yeah, I got a piece of tape over it so they can't watch me.
Channing Tatum posted a video yesterday just going off about how he thinks his phone is spying on him. And here's kind of the backstory. I'll get to it quickly. He downloaded an astrology app called The Pattern. Then, after a therapy session, he got a notification from the app using, quote, the exact words that were used in the therapy session.
What?
Yes. Da, da, da.
You make fun, but you people that talk to your gizmos, that Siri, that little Siri beside you,
right?
She's listening.
Oh, yeah.
You'll go, Siri, do this, Siri. You know, and the whole time she's
right there.
She knows. Y'all, you might look at your wife and go, hey, let's cuddle. And Siri turns around.
I would like to cuddle.
No.
How come you don't love me, Tony?
She's got you over.
Who is this Alexa?
She's got you over on cuddle.com, and you don't even know it. There's a website where we watch you people. Y'all are entertainment for the rest of us.
If you want to see the video, I think he put it out on Instagram. Metallica is releasing a children's book. I have no idea how to actually feel about this.
All right.
Metallica. You know, golly, I love me some Metallica.
They were the band when we were in school.
Yeah, man, you'd listen to Metallica and Master of Puppets and Ride the Lightning, and you were against the man. You were rebelling against your parents, your teachers, authority.
And Justice for All was a great album. The Black Album also.
But it was Metallica.
Yep.
So now, here in 2019, Metallica is releasing a children's book in the fall.
A children's book.
It'll illustrate the history of the group for young fans. The ABCs of Metallica.
Now, you don't need to be a children's book, Metallica.
Stop it, Metallica. Stop it.
What are they going to do next? Megadeth, the musical? That's what will be on its way.
Slayer says.
Slayer says, pat your head. Yeah.
Warrants my first cherry pie Easy Bake Oven. Stop it.
He's the one that says, Dr. Bedtime.
There's a new fad called cow cuddling. Man, it's something all the time. Remember goat yoga?
Yeah,
that was a thing?
I remember that. It's funny.
Well, now there is a thing called cow cuddling.
Ooh.
Let me repeat that. Cow, like it's in the field, cow, cuddling.
Like what we do.
No, like what we do.
I mean, not us, but okay, yeah, cow cuddling.
Like humans do.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
there humans. We go. Rudy and Suzanne Vollers set up a bed and breakfast at their farm in Naples, New York. And she's saying that they got the idea of cow cuddling because, you know, horses are such good therapy. Well, that's true, but...
But you don't lay down and cuddle.
But come on. So with cow cuddling, you interact with the cows by brushing, petting, talking to them.
Hey there.
Hey. Hey, cow.
Moo.
Moo. Ooh, 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 ooh. And it only costs $75.
Get out of here.
Yeah, you get a whole hour for $75. You can cuddle and pet and hey, cow.
Now, I don't know. I'm only 2% decided on what I think about this story.
I tell you, you wouldn't want to date a cow.
Why?
Well, they got two stomachs. Did you imagine the bill on that? Eating out. That'd
be
terrible. Some people have named their kids after liquor. If you're going to name your kid something strange, at least I hope it means something to you. You know, at least it's got a meaning behind it.
Yeah, you're right.
Sarah and Steve Minnell, they're just, I mean, I don't know. 12-year-old daughter named Tia Marie, all one word, and an 11-year-old son named Jack Daniel, all one word. And yes, it's like the booze, Tia Marie coffee liqueur and Jack Daniel's whiskey.
Name their kids after liquor?
They claim it's a coincidence. They had no idea. They don't even drink, they say.
I'm sorry.
I don't believe that.
If you've got a kid named Jack Daniels.
You drink.
Yeah, it'd be like naming a kid Boone's Farm.
Right, yeah. You drink.
You drink.
Yeah, Natty Ice.
You get over here,
little Natty Ice, you get over here.
Get your sister Margarita and get in there and clean that up.
But, you know, I think, you know, sometimes maybe you could name the kid after what drink you were drinking during the conception.
Yeah.
Jaeger Bomb. Jaeger Bomb, you get over here right now.
Look at the mess you and Fuzzy Navel made.
Tequila shot, stop that.
That'd be like saying, Jose Cuervo, get your sister Fuzzy Navel over here right now.
No, Jose Cuervo, he's a friend of ours.
Tony had a brand new story today in Tony Tales.
It starts with peas a lot.
You peas a lot?
The story.
Oh. And now, Tony Tales with Tony.
Once upon a time, Peter Piper picked a patch of peppers outside the Pleasant Pines female prison. As he picked peppers, prisoners yelled petty pickup lines. Hey, Peter Piper, you pretty pepper picker. How about picking peppers with us, Peter Piper? Whistle, 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 whistle. Peter Piper paid no attention to the prisoners of Pleasant Pines Penal Colony. Peter Piper paid attention to his pepper picking. Hey, Peter Piper, look here at these peppers. The prisoners flashed Peter Piper some of the prettiest peppers he ever seen before. Well, them some pretty peppers. Can I see some more? Said Peter Piper. Maybe we can trade peppers. Peter Piper and the prisoners of Pleasant Pines Penal Colony became friends, and they traded peppers for a long, long time and lived happily ever after. The end.
Had a word of the day for you today.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Nuclearthy. Nuclearthy is the process of making organic nuclear radiation and bombs that make happy, healthy clouds. Nuclearthy.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
This is the best country lyric never written.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
It's more than just a little lie when your wife tells you she was born a guy.
That was the best country music lyrics never written. From Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's
Real Good.
I don't think most of us practice gratitude enough.
That's for sure.
I know I don't.
Same here.
But this girl's already got it in spades. 8-year-old Zoe Figuero lives outside San Diego, and she's been battling cancer.
Aww.
She was diagnosed with stage 4 neuroblastoma. I hope I say that right. Which has to do with your nerve cells.
Uh-huh.
But it's in remission.
Yay.
And she recently had her final treatment.
Her last one, yeah. So that's huge.
She also just had a birthday this month, but she told her mom that she already had everything she needs. She wanted to donate all her gifts to the various hospitals that treated her so other kids could have them to play with while they're in the hospital.
Little Zoe, what a heart.
For gratitude. So her family threw a big party for her. It's on July 6th. She raised about $750 for cancer charities, and her guests ended up donating over 200 toys to the hospital.
Yay.
Heck of a birthday.
Think about a kid her age forwarding all your toys over to other children and think of what your toys meant to you. That's huge.
That's an 8-year-old. It's better than me. Yes, or gives me something to strive for. Way to go. Zoe Figuero, you are
real good.
All right. That wraps up today's podcast. Thank y'all so much for listening. Be sure to share it, subscribe, and all the stuff that inflates our egos. I mean, helps us out.
Yeah, it makes us feel better.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This has been In Case You Missed It.